Our reading from the prophet Isaiah. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near. Let the scoundrel forsake his way, and the wicked his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God who is generous in forgiving. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. The word of the Lord. The admonition from the prophecy of Isaiah is one that touches upon the deepest aspects of the ultimate end of the Christian life. Isaiah counsels us to seek the Lord while he may be found, to call on him while he is near. This is a call to an intimate union with God while we have time on earth. The end of the journey of each of us on earth is to see God in heaven, to inherit the kingdom, and that we might attain our end, God has given to each of us two important aids, namely time and grace. Time is given to us to seek the Lord. Time is given to us that we might amend our ways, that we might return to his ever-waiting and merciful arms, even when we have strayed. Time, which is very useful, can also be wasted. But even in the very twilight of our journey on earth, time is still very useful. Even in the 11th hour, we can still find our way to Christ, the way that leads to the kingdom. But when we find a way, we must always ask for grace to persevere in the way, lest we fall and are unable to continue our journey. For this reason, grace is given to us, so that we may find the supernatural help we need to complete our supernatural journey. Even in the face of the many temptations and trials of everyday life, grace is given to us abundantly in the sacraments of the church, especially in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. And because God has given us the twofold help of time and grace, how we use time and grace will largely determine whether or not we shall attain the ultimate end of our journey on earth. While time and grace are given to us, we must make wise use of them. With time and grace, we should forsake ways that distract us from the way of Christ, and then turn to the Lord for mercy, as the prophet Isaiah admonishes. With time and grace, we must live like children of the kingdom, even in the very little experiences of everyday life.